Driving home with you on a Friday show, Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell here, and it's time to talk food as Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine joins us for this week's edition of Shut Up and Eat. Hi there, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm just, I'm looking through your social media feed here. You're a busy guy doing library trivia and now hosting poetry night. I'm picturing Joe Riccio poetry slam. I like that.
Yeah, it's all kinds of things that just don't make sense, you know? That's how I like to keep people on their toes.
That's because you're a Renaissance man.
I guess, yeah, I am. I'm like Joe Pesci in With Honors. Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely. Well, a lot going on. That's good.
I thought of you today. I was subjected to the Olive Garden for lunch. Oof. The first time in like 10 years.
Ugh.
And you know what's amazing about them is, you know, you can definitely judge a restaurant when, you know how most chain restaurants tend to be like on the lighter side menu?
Yeah.
They have shrimp scampi is on that. So, and that's what I got. And the asparagus pretty much was raw that was in it.
Oof.
I don't know why asparagus was in the shrimp scampi to begin with. But, I guess at the end of the day, the breadsticks are okay.
Yeah, breadsticks are okay, and it's hard to mess up a salad.
Yeah, and I got the like minestrone soup. It's basically better out of a can, but whatever. It was. I won't be back ever again, probably.
Yeah, I so rarely go to chains. Usually, it's almost always if I'm on the road and have no option and I'm stuck.
Yeah, for me, it's my parents. They're my mother's a fairly picky eater, so I know that at chain restaurants, they're used to dealing with picky eaters, so I can go there and not have like a panic attack when she's ordering, you know?
Well, isn't that what keeps the chains going, is that idea that wherever you travel, there's a place with food that tastes like you expect it to taste?
Yeah, she's like, why don't we ever go to any of these other places you go? And I'm just like, well, because you like Pizzeria Uno, and that's, let's go there again. It's just much easier for me.
What's on your menu for this week other than preparing for poetry?
Well, tonight I am on my way down to Cape Corpus to eat at a restaurant called Musette, which is opened by the old chef from the White Barn Inn, Jonathan Cartwright. So I'm going down to check that out for a Down East feature. And other than that, I got my library trivia night. If you're in the Portland area, hosting trivia at the Portland Public Library to celebrate the Christmas centennial. That's the 150 of the restaurant. I mean, the library, whatever.
So, Joe, when you go to a new place like you're doing tonight, and obviously you're doing this, as you said, a piece for Down East, do you get a lot of different items so you can sample things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely. I order a lot of things that I generally bring one other person at least. It's kind of hard because the more people, the better as far as sampling things, but the more people that are there, the more distracted I am. So I don't, my notes aren't as good from the experience. But luckily, I can pack away a lot of food by myself, so I can usually manage. But yeah, I order all over the menu.
Is that a good strategy, too, even if you're not preparing a magazine piece? If you're going to a new restaurant, is it a good idea to take some friends along so you can try several different things?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes the best way to judge a restaurant is to go and order every single appetizer, and just try that. Because there's usually the most variety there. But, yeah, it always helps to try more things and obviously to have friends who are okay with that. There's some people that are weird about food sharing. Those are the same people that are weird about their food touching other food on the plate. Have you seen these people?
I have. I have no tolerance for those people.
No, they're tough. They're like my peas are touching me. Potatoes. Maybe I'll do it against the peas. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understood when I was eight, I understood that completely.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things, when I was eight, I could understand. But yeah, the whole I don't like my food touching. I'm just like, well, what happens in your stomach? There's all kinds of touching going on there.
Hell yeah. That's what my mom used to say. It's all going to end up in the same place. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like when I lived with a roommate who insisted on, because he lived in San Francisco, he insisted on sorting the recycling every week. And I kept being like, they're just throwing it in the truck from the bin. But he would literally, meticulously sort out all the recycling. I'm just like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. But
Joe, it's that time of year when pumpkin is everywhere. It's so overused. But is there anything other than, you know, pumpkin pie where pumpkin is a good way to go flavor wise this time of year?
Well, you know what's funny? Because this morning I was at breakfast and I noticed that the place had, they had like blueberry muffins. They had these pumpkin like streusel muffins, and it's so funny because I'm so sensitive to the word pumpkin now because of the whole beer thing and coffee and all that I forget that pumpkin treats are actually delicious, like pumpkin spice, just not, you know, in beer or as a beverage or, you know, mixed with eggnog or whatever. But yeah, that's the thing. I think we all lose sight because pumpkin spice gets a lot of control of, you know, it is okay to bake goods with those spices. They can be delicious.
Baked goods
have this natural aversion.
And I would add to it, because I saw it on a menu recently, I thought, you know, I actually do like that every once in a while, pumpkin ravioli.
Oh, exactly. It's delicious. Like pumpkin ravioli with, like, you know, like a brown butter and thyme sauce. Like, that's insanely good. They used to do those at, it was actually squash ravioli at Bresca in Portland when that was open. And she would actually shave Amoretti cookie on top of the ravioli. And it was ridiculously good. So yes, there's definitely a place for that. I feel like the pumpkin heads of the world have kind of changed everything, you know, in the pumpkin spice latte. Those two beverages have altered history in not a good way.
Well, I think the key to pumpkin spice being tolerable is that whatever the pumpkin spice is being used for, it has to have pumpkin in it. That's the key.
That's right, because otherwise it just tastes like dentine gum.
It's a good analogy right there. Absolutely. Joe,
I'm all over it.
I like it a lot. Listen, good luck both at Trivia Night and with Poetry Night as well, and whatever's on your plate this weekend. We hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
You got it. It's Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine. Shut Up and Eat Fridays here on the program.